I wish that you'd known Jerry before he had a wife. Back when he was single, he had a happy life.
But now his life is hell because of Isabel.
I'm not the type for telling tales out of school or dishing dirt while lounging out by the pool. But when a man like Jerry's treated this cruel, it makes me burn. It's so painful to see.
Speaking of Isabel, it's hard to be nice. She's as appealing as a head full of lice, and even colder than a bucket of ice. But you didn't hear it from me.
Oh, I hate the way she has them wrapped around her little finger.
Oh, she's like an awful smell that somehow always seems to linger.
If you knew her, I'm sure you'd agree.
But you didn't hear it from me.
She's fond of saying she's devoted to God, but what she's done to Tina is a crime.
She's less maternal than the Marquis de Sade, or even worse than a piranha at feeding time.
A sense of humor is beyond her command, and common courtesy she can't understand. But it's not rare to see a drink in her hand, and rest assured,
so Isabel keeps downing glass after glass, and Jerry's drowning as the years slowly pass, stuck with a wife who's just a pain in the
Mac.
But you didn't hear it from me.
Oh, she's never happy, and by now you must know what the hitch is.
Oh, believe me, even in a kennel she'd be queen of bitches. And if you knew her, I'm sure you'd agree. But you didn't hear it from.
I wouldn't gossip.
No, you didn't hear it from. I don't spread rumors.
Oh, you didn't hear it from.